107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's almost time for the Razzmajazz. That's right. Joining us in studio is Dan Scarborough, a.k.a. Skipper Dan, is here. Dan, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to be here. Thanks, Jamie.
Fantastic. Now, is this the 35th season of the Razzmajazz?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep. Started back in 1990.
Oh, my gosh. And have you been with the Razzmajazz the whole time?
This is my 10th year.
Your 10th year. Yep. Okay. Yep. So fantastic. Yep. So we got the Razzmajazz back for the season. When do things kick off for the summertime?
July the 2nd.
All right.
And we have 35 shows starting July 2nd. We go out on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this year is what we've chosen. And the way it's set up is we get a grant from the city of Stratford, and they've been grateful to give it to us for many years. That's what keeps us going, along with donations. So it's a matching grant is what it, how it was set up to a maximum of $4,000. We're up to $11,000 is what it's costing to put those 35 shows on. So we've got sponsors that have helped us out over the years. They've come back. We got the Boathouse this year as a new sponsor.
Nice.
We're going to go do a 20-minute show down there.
Nice.
On those nights and stuff.
Oh, that is cool. That's great. So you got 35 shows for this 35th season.
Yep. That's perfect, eh?
That's perfect.
Minus rained out days.
So you've been with the Razzmajazz for 10 years. So how did you get involved with this? Because it's been around for 35 years.
Well, you want the short story? It's
I want the story.
I was sitting on a Conn Smythe's deck one day and having a couple of rum and cokes, and he said that we hardly got the boat out last year because we didn't have enough skippers. So I says, well, I'll help out. What do you got to do? He says, you got to join the Stratford Power Squadron and get your license. And 3 weeks later, I was driving up and down the Avon River, and in the last 5 or 6 years, I've pretty well taken over running it. I have a great committee that helps out, of course, and two other skippers. I've got Bob McIntosh and Marty Slimmings, and they help out. They do one night a week and that, and I do two nights a week, and it's a blast. We've got some regulars coming back. I've got Steve Todd that started a couple years ago, and what an amazing voice he has. Highway 19's been there, I think, from day one. It wouldn't be a Razzmajazz without Highway 19. Conn Smythe, of course. I call him Conn Smythe and the Conn Smythe Orchestra because he brings everything in that
true,
one
yeah.
machine. We brought Rick Francis back again this year.
Nice.
With his guitar. He's an amazing man. If you know about Rick's background and who he's played for on records and stuff, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn Birchhill and friends, they've come back again this year. Of course, Yeagert, Steve Adair, wonderful guy. He helps out too when he can and stuff. I've got String Bones coming back, Barry Payne. I've got Trish Harris and Townline Slim coming
right.
back. And I just hope I don't miss two.
I think Chucky's there. Yep.
Chucky's there, yeah. Chucky's amazing, and she's recommended some other people that we've brought on board over the years and stuff.
And Steve Ray's coming back again, too?
I got Steve for July 28th. No, wait a minute. Steve is coming back.
I think in August sometime.
Yeah, in August. And Steve and his buddy Mick, he's coming back August 7th, by the way. He is amazing because he'll play the crowd. Last year there was a couple of little girls on the thing, so he just switched his music to some
on the fly
kids on the fly on some kids songs, and they're just eyes lit up, and it just amazes me on the tourists and the local people dancing. As some of them walk along with us as we go down the river, it's a great time.
Yeah, it's just so picturesque along the Avon River, you know, with folks are going to the shows. And then when you're by with the Razzmajazz, with the music, and people kind of forget, or we should spotlight, there's something about, obviously, you know, you have amplification, but there's something about the acoustics on the Avon River.
Yeah, it just plays wonderful. Yeah, you don't have to really crank it up.
No.
And that, it just echoes through, it just beautifully sounds.
Yeah, and we have, again, many of these performers will be doing like a few shows along the way, but Jenna LaDuke is going to be on board the Razzmajazz in August.
2 years ago, she came out and did three shows for me, but she is just an up-and-coming star, if not already a star, down in Nashville now. She came came on the weekend. Her and Blair Smythe drove all the way up here to do the weekend music festival. Janet, I bumped into her a couple weeks ago when she was in town. And I said, any chance of getting you back on the Raz? And she says, yeah, I'll do one day. And so when I went to approach her, I had about seven openings left to fill. And I said, well, here's what I got. And she picked one in August. So I'm looking forward to having her out. She's amazing.
She is a terrific performer. Yeah. As you say, up and coming, if not a star already, for sure. Yeah, so it's all
too, like, she's
great person. StratfordRazmajazz.ca is the website. That's where you can get the schedule. And can you also make a donation through the website, or how does that work?
Yes, it's the website to directly deposit it into the Razmajazz bank account at the credit union.
Okay.
It's razmajazz1992@gmail.com.
Okay, there you go. And again, you're also looking at doing some refurbishing of the Razmajazz, because I know this was kind of in the process or something like that this year.
Well,
is that still
bringing that up? We've been fundraising for 5 or 6 just before COVID, and to go all electric. And so a gentleman named Dan Orchard from CAS Power Marines out of Ayr, Ontario. Dan grew up in Stratford, Ontario. His parents still live here, and he gave me a call. And we came up with a setup that he would match us dollar for dollar, and also provide the electric motor and come in and install it and everything. So we, over the last few years, we've been raising the money. We raised $8,000 to be matched with eight. So it's $16,000 to get all the goodies for this electronic motor and two batteries so that we don't run out of power going up and down the river and that. So
paddles up.
Yeah. Now we're waiting for one electric part that's still coming from the state. So we're hoping that it'll be here this week. If not, we're going to temporarily have to put the gas one back on. And then as soon as all the parts are in, Dan's going to somehow probably put his hip waders on and switch the motors out and stuff. So he said, leave that to him. Don't worry about it.
But that's so awesome. You know, that's great to hear in terms of refurbishing it.
Yeah, even people that have moved away from the community still have attachments to Stratford.
Yeah, something about the Razmajazz is such a big part of our summertime.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. A few years ago when they decided maybe to cancel it, the telephones kept ringing at the tourist office, and next thing I know, I got a call from the mayor, and he says, okay, Daniel, what we're going to do is come up with a matching grant program, and it's worked ever since.
Okay, that's wonderful to hear.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, because we just love it, the Stratford Razmajazz. Again, the website for the schedule, make a donation, all that kind of stuff, StratfordRazmajazz.ca. And Dan, thanks for all your work that you do with Rotary Club of Stratford, that sort of thing.
Thank you.
And how's grandfather life been treating you?
Yeah. Yeah, really good. The little guy's grabbing things and standing up now. He'll be a year in September.
Okay. And I'm sure he'll be a skipper of the Razmajazz.
I hope so. Yeah, we'll get him out. Him out and stuff. See, my son bought him a little tiny play guitar, and he's already strumming it, you know.
See, he's going to be one of the performers. There you go. Dan Scarborough, thanks so much. Skipper Dan, thanks, Dan.
Thank you.